Welcome to A Journey of Transformation Empowerment. You're listening to Antonio T. Smith, Jr., where ideas ignite, change, and possibilities are endless. Before we dive into today's episode, we have something special for our listeners. Today's podcast is brought to you by a groundbreaking book that's reshaping the conversation around Black economic empowerment. It's Resegregation, Volume 1,
The Power Matrix,
a master plan for Black group economics with wealth creation, authored by visionary Antonio T. Smith, Jr. Antonio isn't just an author. He's a former top-secret combat special operations intelligence sergeant turned millionaire. His life work championed the economic autonomy and wealth creation within Black communities. In this seminal work, dedicated to teachings of Dr. Claude Anderson, Antonio outlines a comprehensive blueprint covering critical sectors like finance, technology, manufacturing, and more. He blends military discipline with acute understanding of systematic disparity. This isn't just a book. It's a movement, a call to action to create lasting wealth and reshaping the economic narrative. Antonio's vision is clear: drive a significant shift toward Black ownership and control. Listeners, if you've ever wondered about innovative strategies for wealth creation or how technological transformation can uplift the Black communities, then this book is for you. Join Antonio Smith, Jr. on the transformative journey. Pick up your copy of the Resegregation Volume 1, The Power Matrix, today, and be a part of the reshaping future. Now, let's dive into the episode and explore the possibilities that await us.
Well, folks, Antonio T. Smith Jr. is doing it again.
He's done it again.
Yes, he has, giving away so much knowledge just to help you succeed, walk out of the middle class, become a multimillionaire. He is giving away his book just for you.
The name of that book, The Richest Man in the Trash Can. You want to make sure you get this book. Here's why.
If you are someone who is tired, frustrated, irritated, the day-to-day schedule of waking up, going to work, going back home, going to sleep just to do it all over again, not being able to spend time with your family, you just got married, you just had kids, or you take care of your parents and you're not there to do it, this is the book for you.
And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? This book is free 99. Yes, you heard me. Free 99. Yes. All you want for free.
Yes. Free 99. All you have to do is just pay shipping and handling.
That's it.
$9.95 just to get your free book. This book is a life changer. I'm trying to tell you guys, everything in this book is what Antonio taught myself and Grace that enabled us to retire. Yes, we are retired and we haven't even hit our 40s yet.
Woo!
I'm just saying.
I got a few months to go. Don't worry about it.
Don't nobody need to know that, girl. You don't look it.
That's it.
Go get it. Go get it and walk yourself out of the middle class into the life you deserve. Walk yourself into abundance. Abundance is freedom, and this book is your journey out.
You can plant better.
You can dominate.
Here in our part of the world, it is Friday. Some other places, it's different days, different times. But here, it is Friday. And I want to focus on a few things. Before we get that, Grace, I'm coming to you first. You don't know what I'm finna talk about, and I'm purposely not telling you what I'm talking about. Victor, I'm going to put you on the spot and unmute your mic, and then I want to ask you a question. Actually, you know what? I'm going to come to Deanna first, the CCO. We're going to abuse her first. There you go. You just first on my screen over here, Grace. That's all that is. Unmute your mic in your fancy house. There you go. Alrighty. Now, I want you to tell me, because you don't know what we're talking about today, I want you to tell me the improvements you have made for the company that I don't know about, that are in your head that you haven't said anything about. Go.
Oh.
That's right. It's just me and you and everybody else watching me put you on the spot. Don't worry. No worries.
I mean, I have some things.
Give them to me. Grace, take notes. Mm-mm. Nope. Don't talk yourself out of them. Go.
Okay. Some of them are financials, so I will not speak of those, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Okay, but I have a few things there that I would like to do. One of our members brought up a women's conference.
Okay.
So I figured we could do something like that for the women and the men, because we have their women's conference and men's conferences all the time, but there's not one that's strategically put together to target men and target women. There are different things that men have to deal with in business, and then there are different things that women have to deal with in business. So I figure men's and women's conference just to cater to them would be a really good idea, and it would be great for the ATS. That's all I have right now.
All right, no problem. No problem at all.
Mm-hmm. I do know that on me, I need to get more organized so I can come with you, can come to you with different things once I see everything. Like, I see everything because I'm in it every day, but I don't see everything. So once I see everything like laid out in front of me, then I can come to you and say, hey, boss man, I was thinking, you know, I saw this, maybe we should do that. I saw this, maybe we should do that.
What do you mean? We need to go backwards just a little bit. What do you define everything? What do you mean everything? Don't worry about the C's. What do you mean everything?
When I say everything, I mean each program, like literally sit down and look at and dissect each program. Because like I said, I'm in it every day. Like, I'm in the daily functions of it, but I never sat back to just dissect it to really see.
All right. I get what you're saying now. Okay, good. Because I was going to say, you're the chief operating officer, so if you don't see everything, then that's my fault. But you're saying you're stuck in the trees and you can't see the forest.
There we go.
All right. Now I understand. All right, now I understand. So we need to have you experience a program without being in it. You need to experience it like a customer or fan so you can have some better ideas or see if you got better ideas.
Yeah.
Or that's, you didn't think that was the solution, but yes, that's what you need to do.
Yeah.
All right, write that down for me in notes. I need to get you out the trees and put you in the forest. Now we need to go back to this women's conference. Now, I obviously, here's my thing that I've always loathed. There's a positive, negative word. I've always loathed seeing men teach women at a women's conference. I just think that is extremely chauvinistic.
There will be no men teaching women, and there will be no women teaching men at the men's conference.
Congratulations. Congratulations. You're going to do a conference. You. Yep. You.
Okay.
The same gifts and talents that I have. It's hard to be productive and complete classes and be active in classes and hold down a daily life. fair enough, here is that are to be productive and complete classes and be active and hold down daily life. Yeah, buddy. I'll address that here in a second. Let's put you on. You're gonna do a conference. I'll make it fair for you. Let's go five hours, something like that. So you get it all out. And that's you. You're leading it. Let's set it up for the women. You're leading it. So good job. Send that to me at the end of the day. And then send me all the notes again one more time so I can have them back to back.
Okay.
Cool. Good stuff. Let's see. Gentlemen and ladies and gentlemen. You got two? Oh, go ahead.
What about the men's conference?
I'll come back to it.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll come back to it. Not sure what to do with that just yet. I'll come back to it. You just send it to me in notes. I'll come back to it. I might wait quite some time for that. And let Passport to Manhood blow up and then do, right? And then do the men's conference out of that is what I might, kind of what I'm thinking right now. As a matter, yeah. If you don't know, ladies and gentlemen, well, it doesn't. We got one new podcast coming out just for women and one new podcast coming out just for men. And Reggie's going to do that. Men, I might tie that into the growth of Reginald. You know, knock out two birds with one stone. So that's why I didn't say that about that just yet. Reggie should write a Passport to Manhood book and handbook. And that's out there. I don't know if you meant to send that to me privately, but you put it out there. Okay, you didn't. All right. I'll write that down too then. Good stuff. You got two options. If you are, Gianna, you have, so we're going to take your passport. We're going to take your Forest from the Trees examples. And then we're going to take the chat here. It's hard to be productive at complete classes and be active in classes and hold down a daily life. I'm going to give you two options. One of these actually work. I pause for dramatic effect. I'm going to give you two options. One of these actually work. The most common one that y'all do is you separate. You understand what I'm saying? You have a work life, study life. You become a student, and then you try to be a dad, talking in my case, and then you sit out, you take classes because you need to concentrate, and then you try to implement them in your business. Or you want your kids to be great, and then you stop 18 years of your life, make sure they're great, and then you're 40 years old, and now you try to pick up your own life. And speaking of the whole left side of my family. All that works, it just doesn't work for the top 1%. So I'm going to address this, Deanna, and I'm going to address this as well from a top 1% perspective, okay? That's all I'm going to do. There is no separation. I don't separate. I never have this problem because I don't separate. I learn Mandarin, my kids learn Mandarin. You understand? I learn Spanish, my kids learn Spanish. I learn business, my kids learn business. I learn marketing, my kids learn marketing. If they walk up, when I was learning Greek, my oldest was learning Greek when he was like 4 or 5 or something. Seriously. There is no separation for the top 1%. I want you to, a great example of that is Will and Jada. I think everyone knows who they are, regardless of country or culture. Will and Jada. they're movie producers, so whatever, they're actors and actresses, not movie producers. The kids do it. The kids do it. Rapper, all right, kids rap. Red Table Talk, kids own it. There is no separation. So if you are struggling to do both, don't do both. Do one and put everything in your life in the one. That's the difference. Don't separate one from two. I'll give you a very practical example. I'll probably listen all day today to podcasts. I might have my headphones in my ear. That would be me in student mode. And I'm going to continue my daily work. I'm not going to be distracted on anything. And if one of my kids say something, if I don't have it on speakerphone when they can hear, then I'll pause it briefly and say, all right, boom, do this. Or I'll say, well, hey, and I do this all the time. I'll give you that cookie or something if you listen to 3 minutes of this. I do it all the time. Or I make sure that my oldest, my 11 and my 8-year-old know that if they want something from me, they have to sell me. They have to sell me and close me. And I get to say yes or no. Most times I say yes because they have pretty good sales pitches now. But they know that they must sell me. They want a new game. And they have to tell me why they want this new game. And their reasons are completely 11 and 8-year-olds. Okay, they're not coming up with these NASA reasons that's going to save the world. They're saying, I need this game because I saw it on YouTube, and you said I could be a YouTuber, and I need to practice this game. This is what the number one YouTubers are doing. And I go, is it going to help your career? I said, yes. All right, then, you sold me. And try not to separate. It's not a correction. I'm certainly not teaching no one how to parent. That's not my job because I don't parent well. My kids kind of run their own lives. They just live with the consequences. So I parent crazy. You don't want to see how I parent. It's probably not the way you would want it to do. But it works, and my kids are respectable. Just don't separate, though. Take whatever you're doing into your life, period. Don't separate it. Just don't. Even if you, let me make it a hard example. I am a nurse, and I have to do a 16-hour shift. I'm on the front line, coronavirus. All right, then. You take 15 minutes of class, and then you go apply that 15 minutes of class everywhere on your 16-hour shift. How can we market to our patients better? You understand? What would be a better experience? Because hospitals don't necessarily have good experiences. I'm not saying that they aren't great. I'm just saying it's not necessarily tailored to the customer experience like a Starbucks is. You don't walk into a hospital and start hearing soothing music or, I don't know, someone brings you a pastry or something. whatever. And you start thinking about all these ideas. How can I take this and make these ideas? This is what I would do. This is honestly not what I would do. I come up with all these fancy ideas, and I go right to the boss, and I'd be like, hey, I got an idea. And I had this idea completely written down, typed up, send it to him. The head doctor answers to a board or something, send that. And then I'm trying to get promoted. Like, get me out of this nursing. I'm partner or something like that. So cool. Everybody say they got it. Outstanding. All right, Deanna, put you back on the spot one more time. Come on. The women's conference, men's conference. You got it?
Mm-hmm.
What's your agenda for today in detail? I told you. So I tell you what, Reggie and Grace, for the most part, y'all can take the day off. Right? I'll do that. Y'all can take the day off. I know. Look at them. They're shocked. Yeah, for the most part. You're still going to have... I know. And that's you take the day off for the most part. You're still going to have to do some follow-ups, you understand? But for the most part.
We're going
to
check that boy's symptoms. Got to check that boy's symptoms with that boy sounding COVID. Got to look sounding COVID over there.
He may be having an NBA 2K20 withdrawal. I don't know. I just trying to
talk to him, Satish.
No. Just working the crap out of y'all. So I figured you go ahead and get some sort of day off. They don't get any days off. They really don't. They don't get any days off. So you get some sort of day off. You get that. But, Deanna, when you come back, I want 5 different ideas that you're going to do that you've never done before or that you haven't did in a while. You can give them to me right now. Go ahead. I want 5 of them.
You said,
wait, you write these down in the chat? I'm sorry. Did you want to?
No, you're going to write in the chat, Grace.
That's
so
what I'm
Deanna asking. Stay, yeah, so Deanna can stay creative.
Okay.
Yeah, there's 2 different parts of the brain.
And you said 5 different ideas.
Indeed.
For.
Yep. I'll be listening right here. I'm going to cut my camera off just for a second, but I want 5 different ideas that you're going to implement to this company as COO right now. 5 of them. Put your I'm right here, wrenching around, wrenching it off.
Okay.
Yep.
Man, all right. Okay. 5 ideas.
Indeed.
Implement into the company.
That's about right.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm thinking of or.
No, that's good. No. Everybody gets to see how hard this is. It is not easy. Go ahead. We are enjoying your thinking.
Now, if we didn't have this, COVID situation, I would say.
So we do have it. We do have it.
Yeah.
So we do have it. So no sense of pretending like we don't have it.
Right.
We do have it. So be proactive. We're gonna do it in this situation. So what's that? And while you're thinking real quick, I saw you some time to think. Everybody, you do have this situation. It makes no sense for you to act like this situation is going away.
Right.
It's probably not going away. Not no time soon. And if it does, if you take advantage of this situation, it will make your company a billion times better. Period, point blank. That's number one. Number two, June 1st in America, actually, around the world, pretty much, starts hurricane or cyclone season. Hurricane or cyclone season, depending on where you're at, which part of the hemisphere, northern or southern, you are. Okay? Now, that being said, you're going to fit a deal with COVID-19 and hurricanes and power outages. That's going to happen. And there's nothing that we can do about it to pretend it's not going to happen. Now, the good thing is, while I'm stalling for Deanna so she can think of some ideas, this is the perfect time to take advantage of what everyone else is not taking advantage of. So since we do have this COVID situation, what you're going to do is you're going to give me 5 ideas, because I've got billions. But I do this all day long. Now, go ahead. Now, typically, in a COO position, I don't necessarily do that, but that's not how we use Yana, because one of her top gifts is coming up with ideas. With you got a strength finder test, and she has ideation as her number 2 talent, so we use that to our advantage. And I'm done talking. You can go.
I would like to implement a movie night.
All right, we'll write that down for a second. Well, just write it down. I'll come back to it. I don't want to stop your creativity. Keep it going.
CEO for the day.
Interesting. That's very interesting. All right. Let's deal with these two first. Okay. Keep thinking. Let's deal with these. Five is like a daunting task. Let's deal with two first. What do you mean by movie night, for God's sake, you extrovert?
Okay. So we have movies that we need to catch up on.
Who is the we in this sentence?
Okay, so there's a we as in your core, and then there's a we as in we can incorporate the network as well. Because there's ways to do that. And if anyone wants to join, they can. But a movie night would be, I don't know how we could do it, but you know, let everyone know. Okay, so hey, this weekend or tonight's or whatever movie is going to be this, you know, so let's all watch this movie together, just as a way to not only help with the COVID situation, but also give that movie feeling, like people can get their popcorn, they can get their snacks, and it's all like we're at a movie theater, but we're not. But at the same time, there's still a connection. There's still a connection with everyone. Everyone still feels connected to the world in some shape, form, or fashion. And we can do it with our core as well as incorporate the networks, because there's several aspects to the ATSJR companies. So we can let each division know, hey, so, you know, we're going to do it, this movie, you know, or whatever. So that's what I mean by movie night, like a digital movie night.
All right, fantastic idea. Ugh, you extrovert.
I mean, it's intro extroverting.
Anyway, that's so not. Just because you're inside does not mean that that's not extroverted activities. Dude, don't even. There's nothing introverted about you. It's still a fantastic idea. Okay. We're going to go with your fantastic idea. I'll come back to that. Tell me about the CEO for the day.
Okay. Almost just about every single entrepreneur has started out as an employee. And the transition from employee mindset to entrepreneur mindset is hard. But the mindset from entrepreneur to CEO, it's the same, but it's different, because you have to get your mindset set to become an entrepreneur. Like there's no book in the world that can prepare you. Well, so far, the only book that I've read that prepares you to help get you mentally prepared to become an entrepreneur is Grant Cardone's 10X Rule. And that one in Vishen Lakhiani's Code of Extraordinary Mind, because you have to release rules and then think 10 times more in order for you to become an entrepreneur. But once your company is built, once you're in that place, being a CEO, having employees, having to deal with employee issues and deal with the weight of the business on you, that's completely different. So what if within the company, we each play CEO for the day? We have to take the calls. We have to do what you do. We have to have the meetings. We have to do the interviews. We have to do everything. And even a day doesn't even tap into what you have to deal with. It's just, but to just have that experience to know, okay, look, he tired on a consistent basis, you know, any CEO. So that's where the CEO for the day came from.
Got you. All right. We will find some way to implement that. We'll find some way to implement that. Let's go back to the movie night. This can easily be done amongst ATS and fans and friends, but you would need what you call a Netflix account. I don't know. That would be the requirement. Yes.
So if we can find the movie streaming on Facebook, we can do a Facebook watch party. Or if there's a way to stream the movie on Facebook, we can also do a Facebook watch party.
I could do both. And there is a way to stream it on Facebook, and there is a way to do a watch party. So you would have to... Yes. That's not hard at all. That's not hard at all. That's actually not hard at all. All right, let me pause you real quick. I don't want you to talk. Someone, not core staff, this movie night. All right, there you go. Michelle Graham, give it to me, because I was so coming to poll the audience.
Well, what I was going to say, I actually had some pertaining to the Netflix thing, the movie. You can actually maybe able to even look it up on YouTube. Because a lot of movies are on YouTube for free.
Yes, they are. And I'll be able to stream those. That's not a problem. I'll be able to stream those. Not too much of a problem at all. Good. All right. We will do something like that. I'll avoid some privacy issues or some, what you call it, piracy issues. Go ahead, Diop.
Another thing that I think would be good to implement is like a 15-minute meditation time in the middle of the day.
You mean, oh man, I guess that can't hurt. Y'all should already be meditating though, right? But I guess it can't hurt to have corporate meditation. It's just 15 minutes. It'll be speeding y'all up for attraction. So that'll be fine. I'm gonna write it down. Write it down. I don't have a problem. So when does movie night start?
I don't know.
And what's its frequency? Is it routine? Let's see. Michelle G's got her head back up. Go ahead, Michelle.
Sorry.
You're good.
When Deanna said that, it just gave me an idea of massages. Everybody just take 30 minutes to get massages, which will completely release a lot of things.
You speaking a language over here. Let me just tell you. Just gonna write it down. But that you ain't doing a massage. You ain't doing a massages right now. You fool around and get COVID-22. Yeah, money. You get that super COVID going on right now, getting a massage. But don't put it down. All these extroverted things. Y'all are such extroverts. Good stuff. All right. Easily done. How are you streaming the? Now we got to do a distribution. So you could put it on my page and then turn around and start the watch party on my page. And then everybody just blow up the chat, which makes it fun while the movie's going on. Or you put it in the group. And now you got to choose which group.
People who plan better.
Actually, yep, people who plan better. That's where they go. People who plan better. You know what I mean? Revitalize that group in the first place. So good stuff. People who plan better. That's where it'd be at. So right there, watch party, movies. All right. Now, we would have to pick all sorts of movies to be cross-cultural.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And get some Bollywood movies. Nollywood movies, right? Indian Hollywood, Nigerian Hollywood, and then Hollywood itself. Yep. Should probably stay away from some nudity. That might work. It might save my brand a little bit. I would appreciate that. Outstanding. All right, good stuff.
All right.
Good stuff. Anything else?
A weekly recap, just to, and it can be written or recorded and sent over to you, just a recap of how our week was, what challenges we faced during the week, how we overcame those challenges, or, you know, what assistance we need in overcoming those challenges and what our triumphs were for the week.
All right, just remind me to put that in every Monday meeting, the first 15 minutes or so. First 15 minutes, put that in every Monday meeting. That actually works out. That way you don't have to video it over and make any extra provisions. Good stuff. Outstanding. That's it?
So far.
You weren't supposed to type. No, you stop typing. Grace, you type. Of course, that's it, because you're typing. There's two different parts of the brain. You were being creative, and then you switched brains and start documenting. Two different parts of the brain.
Habit.
Go back to being creative. Is there anything else? You keep thinking.
I would like to go back to what we used to do. Wishing members happy birthday. And if we can get their anniversary dates, if they're, you know, or any special days for them. Well, actually, let's start off with one thing at a time and go back to wishing them a happy birthday.
I didn't even know we stopped. But let's go back. All right, let's go back. What I want you to do is today develop me a better system.
Okay.
All right. You can do that while having your socks off, right? Develop me a better system so we can make that work. And then if we don't have information, y'all may get emails about when's your birthday and stuff so we can celebrate that with you and send you out a birthday card. Go ahead, Michelle.
How about the ATF anniversary?
Yes, and I believe we have that information, don't we? I'm pretty sure we do. For the most part, we got about 95% of that information.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, yeah, because we fill out paperwork every time someone comes in. Good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah, we'll definitely do that. And what we have to do is we have to make up some, because some people... Because the way we say join, what you're talking about is paid. So there's some people that are very loyal ATS customers/fans that are in non-paid programs. So we will have to look at the date they enrolled. Okay?
Okay.
So that's what we have to do. That's what we have to do. We'll do that for both. Outstanding. ATS agree or whatever. Right? So that's good stuff. Good. Good. All right. Well, mine is, a while ago, I was listening to Gary Vaynerchuk. This was about 2 years ago, maybe three. And he said something in a Q&A that it just made a lot of sense to me. It just made a lot of sense. He said, you know what? If you all would just start a podcast that's focused on just B2B, right? It won't grow so big, but what will happen is you will get about 17,000 loyal B2B audience, and you'll be able to tap into that audience, share resources, and have a strong base, and even sell to them. And I was like, wow, that's actually a great idea. Design a podcast that isn't meant to be the biggest podcast in the world. It's meant to be just for an audience of that. That's where B2B from A to Z came from, which is my number two podcast in the world. This made sense. You got to see it to success, and then B2B just absolutely made sense. Now, the quarantine messed up the release of one of my programs called ATS TV. one of my new thinking bodies. And now I need to adjust and fix that. It's actually one of the few ways that we've been affected. ATS-TV. I'm going to show you, well, ATS-TV is meant to be, it's meant for me to interview and just a bunch of famous people and that you all can learn from Grant Cardone, Elena Cardone, if you know these people, Gary V, a little segment, just to have 5 episodes a week. And those 5 episodes, I don't know what they are. Yeah. Maybe 15-minute segments or something. And they play throughout the week, Monday through Friday. And now I need to fix that because that was in a inside-outside studio in Houston with palm trees and all sorts of stuff. Really nice. The throne and everything. Shot in 4K. Well, that's not going to happen anytime soon. You understand? That's not going to happen anytime soon. So what I need to do is I need to fix that, but I can't fix it with the way that I want to. So I know in wisdom, I just need to postpone it. It's all good. It's the same way Hollywood postponed their productions. The same way I got to postpone that Hollywood production. In the meantime, I want to replace it with something. Now, let's rewind. I'll give you a bit more details. This is where all your nice brains should be listening. It is designed to have 2 hosts. I actually think I picked Grace and Deanna, maybe. I'm not sure. You know, I had to dress up in heels and stuff, all that stuff, right? And it was to interview the toppity top people in the world, give free information, just so you all can, you know, just learn from billionaires, millionaires, all sorts of stuff. Like just have access to that. I thought it was pretty cool. And it was literally in a segmented TV type show. It was pretty cool. And, once Satish and company finishes everything, I'm going to have that TV show run before every class that you all pick up. You know, when you take a class, but you have, you know, in 10 seconds, you have the option to skip it if you just want to get straight to class. Kind of like a YouTube ad or something. I was going to do something like that. So that's what was coming out. So now I need to switch that. And obviously Zoom is going to be a switch. But I don't need to scrap what was. I just need to postpone it. But I need to figure out a way to add value from the toppiest top people in the world. And interview or something, but I don't want to interview. And we know I don't want to interview. Deanna, why do I not want to interview?
Which reason do you want me to give?
Because I'm an introvert.
That's simple.
Always the answer. Right? It's always the answer. Maybe I'll be forced to, but I just don't do things like that well. Because interaction with people is like siphoning my energy. Now, if you're wondering how you got so many extroverted skills, I thought you were extrovert. That was by design. I learned them. But people are like physical exercise for me. And I get drained just interacting with people. Quarantine has no problem for me. I am happy. Okay, super happy. No problem whatsoever. Nevertheless, I need you all to fix that issue. But I need, let's just call it ATS-TV, but it's not going to be the name of it. I need an interviewing platform of the world's most famous and richest people of many industries. I need that. Grace will come to you. Deanna, you can type. Grace, any ideas of how to fix that problem?
Is there another way other than Zoom that you can interview people?
Fantastic question. Right now, find other ways than Zoom, right? Zoom is not the only video. I don't even know what you call this.
Platform,
yeah, but, you know, so is YouTube, so I'm not sure what you would call this here. But no, you can use Google Hangouts.
Lately I've been seeing celebrities interview people over IGTV. You know, they invite them on, just like Facebook Live, you can invite people on. And, you know, they've been interviewing people, having music battles and things like that, you know.
That's true. And they would do that because of the attention. There's so much attention on Instagram, and IGTV is a standalone app. Actually, remember I told you that last year, jump on IGTV because it's a big deal, it's a standalone app, and Mark Zuckerberg has come up with Facebook Watch and IGTV. He is absolutely going at the table and streaming platforms. This is exactly what I told y'all. And now, since everyone's home, you see it happening. Another Nostradamus moment for Antonio T. Smith Jr. All right. I put IGTV there. Good. Well, you kind of just, if you use IGTV, you kind of just solved all the problems by just saying IGTV. Because it has the attention. It's so good. You solved my problem. So you did it in 20 seconds. Damn you. All right. Good job. You solved my problem in 20 seconds because IGTV solves all the other problems I was going to bring up. The attention, the distribution, the delivery, the ability to chat. So you just solved everything. No problem. All right, then. So I need to do that. Well, one of y'all need to do that. Might get Kiara to do that. I don't know. I ain't doing it. Maybe not. So much energy. Ugh. So much people-y. All those people. Yes, ma'am.
We got to have a private conversation.
Yeah, okay.
I got to say it open just out of conviction because I've been slacking. I'm operating at like 0.0001% out of my gift right now. But my biggest goal ever in life is to be a TV host. So when you were saying
Really? Listen,
I have it written. I can show you in 10 plus years ago how I have it written. But the reason why I wasn't going to touch it was because I was thinking just the lack of productivity that I've had. If I was in your shoes and I was running a business, I wouldn't even want to work with nobody who haven't put in enough work. So I sat back on it, but the whole time y'all was talking, I was like, if they train me on some stuff they got, I know I could do that. But I sat on it. So when you said my name, I had to speak on it.
You had to speak on it. Look at that. Look at that. Y'all hear that? See how that be working? See how that be working? Look at God being God. I like it. No. I've got no problem with the productivity. As a matter of fact, one of the things that, you know, you always look at is, you know, what have people done? What have the people accomplished? You may not accomplish something in the area you want to accomplish, but I could look at plenty of other accomplishments. And I've already checked you out. You do a lot of community work too, so shout out to you. She does a lot of community work. I've seen a few of her posts. She was like, hey, this was before COVID. All right, this was before COVID. She's been doing a lot of community work. So shout out to you. Yeah, no, we can definitely. Oh, you're very welcome. Write her name down, please. Write her name down. I know. Here's how I know that I don't want to interview. Forget being an introvert. Every time I have an interview on my podcast, I get drained. That's why if you're, I'm not sure who's an avid listener to the podcast, or lots of people are, I'm not sure who's here. You'll hear Deanna doing a lot of the interviews lately because I just need to recharge. I'm telling you, just that interaction, just need to recharge. But I'm definitely looking for someone. And it'd be fantastic, Kira, because you'll be able to, I mean, come on, making connections, learning and stuff, right? Deanna's laughing. I describe myself as the hilarious male beige Oprah. That. So Phil can interview too, apparently. Make people cry with his beige male self.
Antonio.
Go ahead, Susan.
He was on television, Ohio News Network, and did many shows on that, as well as for many years on the top FM radio station.
Good stuff. All right.
And then
good stuff. So write both of their names down. Now keep going. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Well, that's all.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Write both of their names down, Deanna. That's fantastic. Fantastic. Well, that was the end of what I have. That's the only agenda I have, was the fixing of the ATS TV. Well, you know, and maybe we can learn something from that. I'm not sure, but I just needed to, you need to adjust. And I want all of you to, there are a lot of, I know a lot of my friends, I speak a lot and I get, it's the cool thing is, but I just want to tell you, do your best not to have your sole income come from one place. Do your best not to do that, because a lot of my, like I was on a meeting yesterday with a billionaire and a millionaire, and they both just took a major hit. Now it's okay because they're straight, obviously, due to their financial prowess, but they took a major hit. One of the millionaire had to be in Vegas today, was in Ohio the day before, and then somewhere else, I don't remember. And they were all these big speaking engagements, because neither one of the billionaire is a businessman and the millionaire is a famous musician. He's a famous musician. He's a famous musician. I'm trying not to say this is, no, he won some Grammys. This Cage is a famous musician. I'm trying to do that there. Yeah, do me a favor and call Adam and let Adam know I'm not in the office. He just called me. Yeah, call him, let him know I'm not in the office. So that we'll do whatever we gotta do over the phone. Now and both of them just took massive pay cuts because they had all these engagements lined up. Now, here's the good thing. This is the good thing. This isn't a bad thing. Can you figure out how to do major speaking engagements on Zoom or some other platform? And the answer is yes. For one, I just sent out an email so you can get that, but most of you probably already have it. Two, it is not, there is no difference, because all you were going to do is sell the video anyway. So here's a suggestion to all of you in the speaking arena. I just told somebody yesterday, don't charge yet. You're getting all this attention. Don't charge. Keep getting this attention. Wait till you get to 1,000 people logging on, and then you charge, right? Then you charge $97. You can charge $97 for the video right now if you want to. But, you know, then you start charging admission. But get all that attention. Chris Holmes, I'm glad you mentioned that. I was thinking about that. I'll mute your mic, Chris, if you can. Let's talk about it, see if we can add some value before we land the plane.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, tell me which part struck a chord with you, and then we'll go back and forth.
Cool. So, yeah, like when you were saying that, I was thinking, like, of course, I know there's a lot of cancellations due to everything that's going on, but I was saying, like, with the use of Zoom and other applications and things like that, you can still deliver basically the same valuable information and content and energy through Zoom, just like the conference that you were in and other things like that. But I was like, I guess you can say I didn't shift it into Drive yet, because I was like, could this work? I was in the brainstorming stage, if that makes sense.
No doubt. And it can work. Here's the deal. You go to 10X, it's 15 billion thousand people at 10X. That's a real number, 15 billion thousand. 15 billion thousand people at 10X. And what does Grant Cardone do? And he turns around and sells the video for $97 at first, and then it goes up to, you know, its regular price. Now, that's no different. You understand? It's no different. It's no different, Chris. It's no different than the same thing. So how do you get tens of billions of thousands of people to come to your Zoom thingy, right? You switch it to webinar mode, obviously. But how do you get people to do that? And then you sell the video. It's real simple. You need to find something that gets a lot of attention. So that could be your content or the people you invite. It's up to you, or any other way I haven't mentioned. And then you turn around, you make sure that that's high quality content that you can then sell. And then once you get enough of that content, you can, let's say you do four videos, four summits, four conferences a year. All right, you sell all four. Then the next year, you sell all four as a package deal. And then you turn around and start selling the new ones. You get what I'm saying? Especially if you're strategic like me and make them conference related. You keep them on the same subject. Sales funnel one, sales funnel two, sales funnel three, sales funnel four, something like that.
It's like an upsell.
Everything should be an upsell, ladies and gentlemen. It just doesn't mean you have to actually upsell it. But you should always prep yourself to upsell one day. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to draw why.
I'm going to take an educated guess on this one. I think that makes a lot of sense, because when I look at, now this is me just, you know, kind of watching a lot of speakers, especially ones that are successful, they always are either upselling or have a way to bring even more value. Like if you go to their conference, of course you get the valuable information, but then they have a program where you can get their videos, or you can get their book, or you can get like a one-on-one session, or you can get an actual physical, well, when everything gets back to normal, a physical visit with them and their team. There's always a way of like keeping them coming back for more valuable information, because I think the last thing they want to do is just be a one sale kind of thing, because I don't see how you can run a business with just one sale and it's then have to go through the whole thing all over again. So it makes more sense to have a system in place where it can constantly go systematically and keep them, you know, coming back in the sales funnel.
Got you. That's actually brilliant and smart. Deanna just sent me some. Okay, pause on you real quick. Chris, don't go nowhere. Give me 5 seconds, pause. Deanna, did you want to say that out loud for teaching, or? You know, not now. I'm coming back to Chris.
Well, what would you like me to do?
Just do it. Just don't say the name of the app, because I don't know if that's going to be. But just do it. Okay. Pause on you now, Deanna. Back to Chris. Yes. 100% facts. 100% facts. You're absolutely correct. And also, it lets you raise your prices. If you got four videos, if Kiara does talk more about this offline, yes, you can. Deanna, someone's going to text you. Now, you can raise your prices, because once you have four different videos that are, 8 hours long, now you got 32 hours worth of videos. So what you can do now is you can say, hey, everybody, this is my, let's say each conference would have been an $800 ticket. So that's four conferences, that's $3,200, plus you offer something else. So this is, I want all of you, for $999, I want to sell you this, but I'm going to give you $3,200 worth of, right, this, these famous people, plus this, that allows you to raise your prices.
Wordplay.
Exactly. Well, it's not even, but yeah, it is wordplay, but it's called a value ladder, all right? What you do is all of you should learn how to bundle better. You hit the nail on the head when you say you shouldn't just be selling one thing. Bundle better. Kiara needs to have this thing she sells with a bundle of 18 for free. You get it? Okay. All right, Lisa, thank you. You get what I'm saying? You gotta bundle better. You must be able to bundle better. It's gonna be one of the things that it's the world has changed. The internet has changed things.
Does that go back to what you were saying when you were saying, when you were saying like, I need to want your service or whatever you're selling more than I got in my hand, basically.
More than I want my money. Absolutely. Absolutely. So you want to be able to, I'll pull up a website real quick and then we'll. So here is one of the things I'm giving away for free. Share my screen right here. Get Famous for Your Story, right? GetFamousForYourStory.com. And it's $7,000 of classes. This is real talk. It's not wordplay. It's real deal. It's 20 classes. 20 classes. And 18 of those is this next master speaker thing. So essentially, I could have sold this, obviously, but it's hard not to get this because it's $7,000 worth of classes, because it's 20, this is well over 30 hours of just one track. You're a speaker, or you're a baby boomer. Let's take you from left to right, and now you're making money. Here are all these secrets that we taught this person. 18 of these are coaching sessions. 18 of these are coaching sessions, literally with someone privately and walking you from, I don't have anything in my speaking career. Now I have a website. Now I have a product, and we're building that stuff left to right. So it's really real deal. I could sell that for $99. If I wanted to, I'm giving away for free, but I could sell it for $99 because the price is $99, but the value add is $7,000. You get it? I bundle it. So when everyone else would say, go get my course for $99, I wouldn't say that. I would say, go get my course for $99. Now I want to ethically bribe you with $8,000 worth of more content. Let me break it all down. You get what I'm saying, Chris? All of you need to receive that. Chris brought up a very good thing and made me explain that. Very good thing. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
I just want to put this one little thing, and then I'll let you go in detail that. But it kind of reminds, have you seen like ads? I'm trying to see what it's called. I think it's like Masterclass or something like that. I've seen it on Instagram and some other platforms. Yep. Is that similar?
Or absolutely like similar.
Okay.
It's similar because they have a package deal to where you can buy the, it's absolutely, you know, when you're talking about with all the celebrities, we're teaching this many, Steven Spielberg, you're talking about that stuff, right? The Masterclass thing. All right. So you can pay $99 for each class or something like that. Or you can buy the membership for $149 a year or something like that and get all those classes. And that is how you bundle better. That's how you bundle better. You can either do all these individual. We got a couple hundred classes. You can do them individually. Then that's going to cost you about $20,000. Or for $149 a year, you can get access to all $20,000. That's exactly how you do it. Netflix is a great example of bundling better. Netflix didn't say, hey, everybody, you would like to rent this movie? Don't worry about it. $8.99 will let you rent this movie. Because that is exactly what movies used to cost to rent at Blockbuster on Friday night when you went there, Reggie, looking for a new boo-thang to get cuddled up with. You understand? On Friday nights. Because that's what we did on Friday nights. Shout out to anybody who remember going to Blockbuster or Hollywood Video on Friday nights. Don't fool me now. You had your little card too. So everybody ain't going to remember that, but I know a lot of y'all will. That's for sure. Netflix says, listen, instead of getting one movie like Sam for $8.99, we'll give you 1,000. Get it? And they shrunk the price of that $8.99 by bundling thousands of movies and saying no late fees. And that's what you need to do with your prices or your products.
I'm going to go bold on this one. It's piggybacking on what you're talking about, and it makes a lot of sense. Like when you're making these packages and things like that, you want to try to monopolize as much as possible to the point where your competition has a hard time competing by giving a tremendous amount of value.
I'm glad you asked. Listen, everybody, all your competition should be dead in the water except for one person, whoever number two is. You need number two. You need number two. Most people don't get this. You need number two because number two validates your number oneness. Yes. Yes. Without Pepsi, Coke wouldn't be so Coke.
You know, I got to go and say, did that make sense? I'm going to throw video games like EA Sports versus 2K.
You understand. Without Samsung, Apple wouldn't be so Apple. But all them HTCs, y'all get out of here. All right? Get out. Crushing you. You crushed. You compete over 0.1% of the market share. Samsung, y'all can stay. This is why Apple is not going to put Samsung out of business. There's no reason. Samsung validates Apple's supremacy. You get it? Samsung validates Apple's supremacy. Apple gets to take half the share or almost half the share. Samsung gets to take, almost half the share. Apple will take the rest. And Apple's not going to do anything. Let's take it out of Apple. Let's take it out of Apple. Let's take it to Apple and Microsoft. This is why Microsoft makes apps to go on Apple's platform. Remember, they in the 90s or early 2000s, they used to compete. They don't compete no more. They realize the existence of you is the supremacy of me. All of y'all should be a monopoly. Every last one of you. And you need to let one person stay alive. It's why Google lets Yahoo stay there. You know what I'm saying? You literally go to Yahoo and search and you call it Google. We call searching Google. Hey, Google that. You know what I'm saying? That's how much you got the market share. Like, Google that. Yeah, go to Yahoo and Google it. Go to YouTube and Google it. You know what I'm saying? I'm on YouTube. I'm going to Google this thing. All of you need to be a monopoly. You need to crush that competition, period. But respect your number two, because your number two is going to push everybody to you. The number two is going to – Kiara's number one. And then number two going to come out, and they name going to be Donald or something. And everybody going to be like, Donald trying to be like Kiara. And right there, she won. Get it? Until someone says, you just trying to be like – there it is.
You know, that makes a lot of sense, especially like from Uber and Lyft, Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. I mean, I didn't think of it like that, but that actually makes a lot of sense because you're always comparing what is, I guess, at the time would be considered the greatest or like the upcomer. And they're like, okay, is this one better or this one better? The back and forth.
That's right. All facts. It's why right now I'm just number one. I'm looking for them. One of you number twos need to hurry up and come up here. I'll give you permission to exist, right? I need to give somebody permission to exist, but they don't exist yet. You understand what I'm saying? They don't exist yet. It's the truth. And the moment they exist, then I'll be pushed up to, I don't know, Grant Cardone level or something. So right now, these people is taking too long. And hurry up and get your butt over here so I can crush you. You get what I'm saying? So I give you permission to get crushed. I need that. Like, I need that. That's just the way it works. Hopefully y'all remember that. So good stuff. Deanna, we'll let you close us out with, and the only reason I want you to say this here is because I want y'all, your goal is to steal from me. Steal from me. All right, go ahead, Deanna.
Antonio has been in negotiations with an app. With a TV network that something kind of like Netflix. Does that sound better?
No, it is.
Okay.
It is.
And they are ready for his content. They are ready for him to send them his content to put on their network.
Yeah, a couple million people. All good. So thank you. Steal from me. But guess what I did, Reggie? You could have liked this. Reggie could have liked this. Yeah, I ain't even tell nobody. I ain't even tell Deanna. Guess what I did, y'all? I said, all right, man, listen, y'all want me, but I'm going to need you to take care of my customers. This is how I'm ending, y'all. This is how I'm ending. I'm going to need you to take care of my customers. I need you to do that. I mean, you got 6,000 movies streaming. You got them. I'm going to eat those. I'm going to eat all those. Yeah, you got the whole Marvel comic. I mean, the Marvel Universe. You got Bad Boys, 4, or three. You got all that stuff. I need all that. I need all that. And they said, well, what can we do? I said, well, I need you to, I'm thinking if I charge my folk either, you know, $24.99, then they get to get live TV or all these videos. I'm not sure which one yet, for free. Just TV for free. Just, hey, you know, you're learning, your brain smoking, take a break. Don't get this TV for free. This is how this got treated. It really happened. And they said, Tuesday, deal. And I said, that's true. And I said, well, fine, I'll get that done. So I've been struggling, and I've been struggling trying to figure out, yes, it is like that. Yes, it is. Someone said it sounds like Hulu. It is like Hulu. It is. They're very big, got good service. Reggie uses it all the time. I know he excited over there. I know he calls me just to tell me, hey man, hey, it's time to pay the bill. That's the other guy too. We just did that the other day, right? Does that. I'm not sure. Actually, you can help me out real quick. I'm trying to figure out I might make it, you know, I think I decided for $24.99, I'm probably going to add in TV. I'm not sure what the live TV is going to be. Let me ask Kira, unmute your mic real quick, if you can. Outstanding. For anything business and live TV plus movies, how much should that cost a month?
I'm the wrong person to ask. I don't even watch TV.
Yeah, you and me both. That's why I'm the wrong person to ask. You and me both. Let's see. Which one of y'all TV watches? Don't fool me now. Somebody out there watch TV. Reggie, you watch TV. That's how you recovered.
YouTube. That's all I watch. All I watch is YouTube. They took my sports.
They took your sports.
That's, yeah. So you get, they took my sports. That's it. They almost took one of my lungs.
Gotcha. I think $24.99 or $29.99 would be good. I'm thinking for everything, for the, you know, the business, you know, maybe freshman and sophomore, maybe that, plus, you know, 7,000 channels and stuff like that. So anyway, I'll let you know by today or so, but it's already done. That's probably why they were calling. And plus they want me over there. Probably why they were calling. Here's the punchline of that story. I want to be everywhere. You understand? This is recession time. And I know people are going to do two things, y'all. Please pay attention. They're going to try to learn themselves out of their situation or distract themselves from their situation. And I need to be in both areas. I'm going to say that again. There's only two things they could possibly do. Learn themselves out of their situation or distract themselves from their situation. They're either going to want water to get healthy or vodka to forget that they're healthy. You understand? I'm in need some Hawaiian punch because these kids is drinking up everything. Or I need some red wine to forget that these kids is drinking up everything. Does that make some sense? and that's how it's going to be. Make sure you're in both places. Well, do your best to be in one place and dominate that place. When you dominate, then you can get to both places. Pretty soon, you all will get TV. Most of you are already paying. So it's automatically just going to, most of y'all are just going to get it for free, no extra charge. Like most of you are just going to get it, period, point blank. You're just going to get it. So that actually works out for you. It's just going to be an add-on. You don't have to use it, but you're just going to get it anyway. So I'm looking at a distribution. I need to figure out how to sign y'all up and stuff. But other than that, that's that. Fatisha, I kind of told you about this, that I was in the process. And pretty soon, y'all will be seeing me build my own TV company. That's actually been a plan since 2013. If you go to YouTube and type in YouTube, Antonio T. Smith Jr. and Brooke Carith online. In fact, I'll do it for you. And then we get out of here. I just want to show you. This has been in the works since 2013. It just took me that long to do it. Now, I want you to look here. I want y'all to steal something from me because it's something that I do very well that most people don't. Let's see. All right, now Brooke Carith. Let's see. Brooke Carith TV name. Oh, I'll find it later. It's super old, but I saw it not too long ago. Oh, that's not under Antonio. But it's under Ray of Tony. I bet you it is. Yep, there it is. Jesus. 6 years ago. Doesn't matter. I'm not even going to let you show you the video. Just 6 years ago, I was ahead of my time. It used to be called Brooke Carith Films. All right, Brooke Carith Films has essentially turned into ATS everything, all right? There's me, skinny me, black and white. Doesn't matter, right? And then Rev Tony. But anywho, I've been working on my own TV station since 2013 or 14. So you're going to see that come out soon. Steal, have it. It's yours. Do the same thing. You can go to Fiverr. You can go to Fiverr and have someone build you a Netflix-type platform. Or you can go to Fiverr and have someone build you IPTV, Internet Protocol TV. I'm serious. Just type in these things. They'll do it. I'm not doing that. But y'all can go ahead and do that. You understand? You happy over there, Reggie? Y'all go ahead and do that. Kara said this is banana. So, Kara, your gift definitely was pointing in the right direction. I'm very grateful for all that. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. I hope you found great value. Next week, we'll continue to build this company. I'm glad that all of you here, do me a favor. Don't be humble. Steal. I did not open this up to the public for you not to steal. Love you more, Phil. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can't plan better. You can dominate. Thank you, everybody. See you later. Kara, we'll talk and all that good stuff. All right, now.
You should really be famous for every tear you've ever cried, for everything that's ever happened to you, for all the abuse you've ever been through, for the divorce you've ever been through. You should absolutely be famous for that. Yeah, that's how I think. As a matter of fact, that's how most of us great motivational speakers or platform speakers, we are. I speak over 400 times a year. I command over $40,000 a keynote. $40,000 a keynote. I can make $30,000 in 30 minutes. All because my story was one of tragedy. And I've learned how to take it to one of great wealth. I want to teach you that. I want to give to you free. No risk. No charge. No credit card needed. Free 20 hours of how to get famous for telling your story. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.
I'm not sure if you already know this, but you're already absolutely perfect. You're already absolutely great, and you're already living in massive abundance. The most important things that you have is not what you have, it's not what you do, it's what you know. Because the people who do know what you need to know to leave the middle class, they're in the top 1%, and they control 96% of the world's income. 97% of this world is trading time for money, and that is not the way to become rich, it's not the way to become wealthy, and it is absolutely not the way to leave the middle class. There are 7.8 billion people in the world right now, and they all want to learn how to make money and how to leave the middle class. But the way to become a master at anything is to learn all the rules and then bend them to your favor. Right now in this world, there are 2,000 57 billionaires right now. So if you think becoming a billionaire is impossible, that's 2,057 people that have already proved that impossibility incorrect. And if you think that's crazy, there are 46.8 million millionaires in the world, worldwide right now. Now think about that. 46.8 million millionaires, and that number grows 1,730 millionaires every single day. Money is everywhere. You don't need to max out your credit cards. You don't need to borrow from granddad and grandma. Just look behind me. Look at all the wealth sitting behind me in this junkyard. It's insane how much money is everywhere, and you don't need to go out there and beg, borrow, and steal to get it. You just need to know the rules of making money and how to leave the middle class. Essentially, all you need to know is the algorithm of making money, the rules of making money. All you need to know is what to do and how to do it, and you can leave the middle class. Any industry, yoga, golf, underwater basket weaving, clipping fingernails, it doesn't matter. All you have to do is know how to do it, how to get it done, and then find somebody that'll teach you how to do it, how to get it done, and you will be able to leave the middle class. If you're not getting my point, it's real simple. Whatever you have up here, as long as you understand the rules of leaving the middle class, as long as you understand how to get money, you can take what's up here and get wealthy from what you already have. Right now, the very thing you know up here is already being searched 1,000 times a second on Google. Someone right now, actually 1,730 people right now, are gonna become a millionaire from the stuff that you have in your head. Why can't this be you? I mean, it's 1,730 people with your ideas that are no better than you, that are gonna leave the middle class, become a millionaire. Why are you not next? So how do we do this? How do we take what you know and apply it to objective money-making secrets and then allow you to leave the middle class? How do we take you from where you are and let you escape to where you want to go? So how do we make all this money or take all this knowledge from the Warren Buffers, from the Elon Musk? How do we take everything that everyone before you has done, and how do we take all of that and then put it in your head so you can leave a legacy for your family? My name is Antonio T. Smith Jr. 32 years ago, I lived in a trash can. That's right, from 6 to 14, I had no running water, no electricity, no anything, and somehow I'm in the top 1% today. Not because I had the right background, not because I had a silver spoon in my mouth, simply because being homeless made me learn how to make money. I retired when I was 29 years old. I'm more than likely younger than you. I'm one of the top 1% income earners in one of the richest countries in the world. What I learned how to do when I was 6 years old was learn how to generate enough money to eat some cookies so I wouldn't die to death from starvation. From there, I learned how to go from cookies to a meal. From a meal to clothes, to shelter, to everything else that supplied my necessary needs. When I was 6, I was forced to learn how to make money, and now that's what I'm gonna do and help you do. I've seen amazing results. I have my own economy, I've homeschooled my own children, and I wrote a book that teaches you every single thing that I know about making money, every single thing that other people know about making money, and most importantly, all the stuff that we don't tell you. Because the truth is, and you know it like I know it, the most honest, the most hardworking, unselfish people on planet Earth live in the middle class. Yet, your honesty, your unselfishness, your devout religion going self is not enough to get to the top 1%, and that's not fair. The second half of my life has been not about how much money I make, but how I will be remembered from all the money that I have made. And I've been trying to teach everybody how to get out the middle class. I'm the crazy guy, famous on the internet for trying to create 100,000 millionaires. I've created 8 so far. I got a 9th one on the way, all the way from India. That's pretty cool. And what I want to tell you is something very simple. It's been hard. It's been absolutely hard to help people leave the middle class, not because of the people, because the system would rather keep you being someone else's money instead of you having your own economy and having the money come fine and flow to you. It was frustrating because I knew that anybody can make money. And if you knew what I knew, you would change your life. Over the last few years, I've built a large following of over 500,000 people every month that pay me to actually, for me, to give them advice. Well, that's been exciting for me. And the cool thing is, I've created thousands of six-figure earners. I've created millionaires. I've created people who can live their dreams and hold on to their legacies. And now my eyes are on you to create you to what you need to be great. I have been teaching my principles and these principles to hundreds of thousands of people around the world, every country, all continents, and anyone who has taken them seriously, written them down, and applied them have a 100% success rate of leaving the middle class. I've taught these secrets to my following and my inner network, and I've watched them go from four figures to five figures to six figures, seven figures, all the way to eight. Everything that I've ever learned, everything I've ever learned from millionaire mentors, billionaire mentors, and everything I learned from being homeless, and everything that got me into the top 1%, I have placed inside of a book. To date, it is the longest book that I've ever written, the most best book that I've ever written, and that book is called The Richest Man in the Trash Can, and I'm offering it to you today for free. This book is gonna show you how to become wealthy into the top 1% and leave the middle class. This book is gonna give you a step-by-step plan if you're 30 years old, all the way to 70 years old, how to get into the top 1%. If you're a teenager, how to get to the top 1%. If you're a millennial, how to get to the top 1%. It's gonna teach you how to make six figures immediately, teach you how to get to $1 million immediately, and all that good stuff. Plus, I'm gonna give you the 36 objective laws of leaving the middle class. Plus, I'm gonna give you every last one of my secrets that have made me rich. You have to understand that leaving the middle class is the most important fight that you're gonna have in your life. To be honest with you, and you can kind of relate to this, it almost takes $450,000 a year just to be broke in America. And that's just in America. If you don't leave the middle class, which is actually an illusion, then you are gonna have a really hard time. Think about it for a second. Most of you are gonna be watching this are gonna be baby boomers, and you've been sold a bad check. They lied to you. Your retirement was not enough for you to live comfortable, and I'm gonna give you this book for free so you can figure out how to triple your retirement and then quadruple your retirement, and then, as Grant Cardone would say, 10x your retirement so you can live the life that's worthy of you. I want you to remember that leaving the middle class is the most important battle that you could ever face in your entire life, especially for your family. So consider this video, this book, your friendly tap on the shoulder. I want to send you a free copy of this book because I believe that abundance is your birthright. I believe that abundance is freedom, and I believe that this book is right for you. In fact, I believe in that so much that I will send you the book for free. All you have to do is cover the cost of shipping. I'll eat the cost, I'll take the loss, and all you have to do is get the book and dominate your reality right now and apply the principles so you can be the best person for your life that is yours. Fill out the form sitting right there to the right. Go ahead, dominate your reality. I can't wait to send you my book. I can't wait to meet you. I can't wait to have you as someone that's been on the journey with me. Antonio T. Smith Jr., you can plan better. You can dominate.
When the pandemic began, I had the biggest problem in the world. Not making money. The pandemic was actually quite a blessing for me, as it almost made me a billionaire. I came really close. So the pandemic was a blessing. It was hiring people. And get this, everybody. I had 48 job positions open during the pandemic. $22 an hour with paid training. And I could not find a single person for 2 years to fit any of those 48 job positions. Hear me well. 48 job positions, $22 an hour, paid training, and I couldn't find someone, not one person, for those job positions. Now, is it because I hire slowly? True. But it's because I wasn't using ZipRecruiter, and that's a fact. I wasn't getting to the right people for the right position to fit my right culture. And there are so many different things that you can do this summer. As a matter of fact, you can free up as much time as you want to. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're probably not going to free up that time if you're attempting to hire people. So what is ZipRecruiter? What is probably the greatest job finder that's out there? And that's why you need ZipRecruiter. You need it so you can find the right candidates. Now, it's not that ZipRecruiter helps you find jobs. It's more accurately that ZipRecruiter takes your culture, takes your job, takes what you're looking for, and immediately matches them with the perfect candidate. And if they can't find a perfect candidate, they will skip over that person and then give you the perfect candidate for you. ZipRecruiter uses one of its most powerful tools, which is the technology itself, to match the right candidates up with your job. You can easily review their recommendations and easily review their recommended candidates and invite these candidates to apply for your top positions. Additionally, ZipRecruiter has a complete suite of tools that makes it easy for you to filter out, review, and rate candidates. 4 out of 5 employees have been used by 4 out of 5 employers on ZipRecruiter. It is a blessing. And no wonder ZipRecruiter is rated #1 hiring site in the world, based on G2 satisfaction ratings as of this year, January 1st. My friends, soak up everything I said. It's not an ad. This is a personal testimony of how I found the right people to sit in the right seat on the right bus. Without ZipRecruiter, it wouldn't have been possible. So how do you take advantage of what I'm talking about? Well, you go to ZipRecruiter.com/B2B, all spelled the regular way. That's Zip, Z-I-P, Recruiter, R-E-C-R-U-I-T-E-R, ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. And I promise you, you will be grateful that you did so. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/B2B. It's also in the show notes.